This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Creative Energy. Do you know I'm getting a hot tub, Scott?
Oh, finally. I've asked you so many times. It's so sad because you don't have guests. But that's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to have any guests over there. Just for me and John. Yeah. Special time every day.
I'm a total hot tub queen. I'll come over anytime you like.
No, it's okay. I'm not even going to buy a bathing suit.
Oh, I've got a speedo on right now. Let's do it.
Nope.
Oh.
No, thank you.
No, right?
No.
Let me ask you, do you really think it'd be a problem to be around Scott naked?
Yeah, hello.
Like, why would you care?
I know, exactly.
Because
thank you,
Vinny. Because he comes on the show all the time and definitely would be,
I thought you'd seen me naked before.
When would I have ever seen you naked?
Well, I don't know.
Hang on.
We put up pictures of his man area.
Yeah, but we don't know for sure that was him.
It was him.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
It was him.
And Vinny remembers. Yeah,
I recognize.
Yeah, he does.
I don't really remember it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He'd seen it between his eyes.
We made 100 copies and put them on the hallway.
Yeah.
I think you mean you and Nikki at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It's funny.
All the girls in the show were like, ew.
All that stuff is...
You didn't say, ew.
Giblets are funny. I'll get my giblets out and you get yours out and then we'll take a chagoos.
Okay. So Creative Energy.
All right.
They've got locations. You know where I went to? The one in Terra Linda.
Oh, that's the best one.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Isn't
that the home of jacuzzi and where it was invented? It was invented in Marin.
Well, I don't know.
But the family's named Jacuzzi. You could Google it. Really, the ones who created it.
I do believe you. I don't know if that's the brand that they carry.
No, I think I went to high school with one of them. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, they're riches.
Oh, this is a bad idea. So you know what? Creative Energy. I can't wait to get my hot tub.
Go for
and
it.
Not have Scott come over and be at my house with a... You're not even allowed to look at it.
A little prosciutto.
Look away.
You know what, Sarah? It's best if you're not in the room because I'd rather it be John and I anyway. We don't get private moments
that's
often.
Why.
So why don't you leave? Go take an Uber somewhere. Go shopping for the ladies because you sound hysterical. And then leave the men alone to talk about, you know, women's rights and stuff.
Anyway, Creative Energy, I just want to say thank you. I can't wait. We're getting our site ready at our house. We're fixing everything up.
Wow.
I know. I have to relocate some plants.
Outdoor shower?
I think eventually we are going to end up with an outdoor shower.
One,
yeah.
For people to shower before they get in, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Save you a lot of time and trouble. Mm-hmm. It's expensive for that PG&E. You know, that PG&E bill is going to go up. You know that, right?
Well, you know, I'm getting solar too.
Oh, God.
No, I'm covering all my bases.
You're off the grid.
I'm off the grid, man.
Let's strip. We can do whatever we want. Let him shake. Let him rattle and roll. Come on. It'll be so fun.
Anyway, thank you, Creative Energy, for bringing us the wonder and joy that is Scott Cabrera.
I'm completely shaved.
Scott.
There won't be a hair to be seen within 3 miles. Everything's trimmed, right? Everything.
Scott is performing at the Ivy Room, which turns out is in Albany.
From the neck down, I look like an 8-year-old. It'll be fun and legal. Come on, let's do it. Right?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, me too. I can't wait. I really didn't think. think I wanted anybody else but me and John in our hot tub. But
this was, we're surviving the scariest Uber ride in of my lifetime this morning.
Okay, so when what are you talking
next
about?
Time
what
just
happened?
To take Waymo.
Why didn't you just take Waymo?
Because
did you say it was cheaper?
It's about the same because you don't have to tip Waymo. But I Ubered it, and there he was in his electric Chevy, and he was going the wrong way down the one way streets in the Tenderloin, and I'm like, do I get out of the car? I'll be stabbed there too. What do I do? Roll the window down and scream help? They won't believe me because I'm in an electric car. It was so scary.
Why would that make it so that they wouldn't believe
because
you because
no
in an
one,
electric car?
No one kidnaps anyone in an electric car. How far can you get? How fast can you go? No one's going to kid. I felt like I'd been held against my will. It was so... And I said, I threw my phone up in the air. What are you doing? It's like when I took my driving test at the DMV in Corte Madera, my mom was waiting for me, like waving from the double window door, like, good luck. And I get out. I'm so nervous that, you know, when you know those old railroad tracks in Corte Madera that goes to Trader Joe's?
Oh my God,
I looked both ways on the railroad tracks. Like you're told to in that little book that you read. I skimmed. I looked for my name. It wasn't in there. But I read the DMV rules and I looked both ways. And I almost ran into a truck headlong coming in. And the driving guy from DMV threw his files up in the air. Papers went. He said, you scared the H out of me back there. And I get back to the DMV. And my mom's like, with the thumbs up, right?
And you're like, the thumbs
down?
Yeah,
I failed. Totally failed. It felt like that this morning. But I'm the...
But you're the guy.
Sacrificial
you're the,
lamb.
I could.
You.
Were you sitting in the front seat?
No, I was in the back, and I was so. That's when I texted you, like, I may not make it. I don't know if I'm going to survive this ride. Do I tip him? Because he's right. He's struggling. This guy, this driver. Maybe he needs a driver's test. Maybe I can help with that.
If you don't tip him, he'll take your rider rating down.
Yeah,
that's the problem with that.
But the taxi also smelled like him because he'd been in it all morning. What? So it smelled like
people
sour
are living
breath
in their cars.
Well, yeah, exactly. At least they have somewhere to live. But I just thought, oh God. Waymo, next time, Waymo. And then he said, shall I drop you here or drop you there? I'm like, if this was Waymo, you wouldn't be asking. You just drop me where I'm supposed to be dropped, right? Oh. Right. So, yeah. Waymo it all
I'm
the
I'm really
way.
Sorry that you had such a nightmarish
oh,
trip.
Oh, God, jeez. And so, you know what I need
away.
To do to relax? A jacuzzi at Sarah's house. Come on. You know what? I'll just drop by later.
We don't have it yet.
Oh, right. Well, I'll show you to put it. And then I'll take a hot bath with John.
Okay.
And cuddles, just in preparation. Because has John ever been in a jacuzzi? Because he's from some horrible place like St. Louis, right? Originally or something like that, isn't he? Is that where you met?
No, we met in itself in
some
Boston.
Some trashy bar in like Austin? Or
yes,
show?
Let's go with that. So, you know, whatever you imagine, that's definitely the story. So
yeah, you met on a boat. Anyway, so yes, I think this is his first time owning a jacuzzi, right?
No.
Oh, he's owned one in the past?
We had one before.
Where?
At the other house. The
they gave
house.
It away because they decided that they didn't want to use it, and now they're getting another one.
Well, it took up all the space on our deck, which was the only outdoor space that we had available.
In your
to
current
us.
Home?
No, at our old house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It took up all your deck space.
It took up... Remember the old house?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it took up all the deck
right?
space.
I put an E in there, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, okay.
Took up all the space. And we had little kids, and the only ones who ever use it were the little kids.
Most of this
like
I just do for Vinny. Yes. All right. So the kids. And you're afraid. You're afraid that, who blushes anymore? Anyway, Maddie. Maddie's hip, and he's got lady boobs. So, yeah. So the kids, little ones, but they're cute. You know, that's very fashionable now for men to have breasts. It is. It's very progressive and forward thinking.
Just took a turn I can get behind.
You didn't want your kids, and you know they can drown. Kids can drown in the jacuzzi. Is that what you're afraid of? That the little ones would drown? Is that what you're afraid of? That's why I got rid of it.
Nope, that wasn't why.
Oh, because that happens, doesn't it? Doesn't happen.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure there are stats. Yeah. Vinny, do you have a jacuzzi?
He does have a jacuzzi.
Oh, we're moving on.
He does.
Because I'm bored with Sarah's story already. So you have one. You have one. Why did I come down to yours? It's Scotts Valley.
And
it's Jacuzzi Valley.
Got it.
Let's do it. Is the wife and the kids home this weekend? Are they around?
They're home.
Oh,
yes,
that's too bad. They're real Debbie Downers, that wife and kids, aren't they? Oh, man. They just bring down the room. They do. They really split it. I'd love to come down with just you and me.
By the way.
Some rye bread, toasted rye bread.
I don't think you can do it.
Has your husband left for Brazil
he's
yet?
He's in Brazil.
No, he's alone.
That's what's going on there.
Man.
You had to know there was something. He's like firing off.
I'm Adderall out of my mind. I'm getting stuff done corner to corner, cleaning that flat with a toothbrush.
Take Adderall?
Clean it. Yeah. Well, yeah, it helps me focus. You guys do it, right? Adderall? No.
You really? Do you think? Do you feel like you've been helped to focus this morning?
Yeah. I'm achieving.
I'm totally achieving.
Sarah, I can't. I know that you're here a lot in one place. There's a lot going on out there.
Yes.
I got to keep up with the kids and everyone. Adderalls. Everyone does. What do you? You guys don't. Everyone.
It's really never been offered to me. I probably would have done it.
Offered,
you know, at some
to
point.
You. All right. Well, whatever. But I have some.
What
with
do you
me
do?
Now.
Steal it from children?
No, I have some. I have my Speedo wrapped around 5. You can get it. It's easy. No. Actually,
well, I wasn't looking for it, but thank you for telling me.
I'm up late. I got shows. You know, I got to do. I got to be. When I'm at the punchline, they're all 23 years old. I got to keep up with the kids. Keep up. You know. So yeah, Adderall. It's just for during the daytime. Sleeping pills to go to sleep. Adderall for the day. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you know a little whatever later on. Yeah, for the show. What? This 31-inch waist doesn't just happen on its own. Speaking of which,
yes.
What size speedo does John wear? Because I've got a few that
do
I want
you?
To see him in. Oh. Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. He has a very small butt.
I know. Cute.
Really, really small. Like I'm gonna say he's probably like I don't know.
I've got a navy
32.
I've got a navy blue speedo.
Oh, that's the speedo color I have.
Right,
oh, navy blue.
Fun.
But does yours have red tubing?
Tubing. No, yeah. I don't. There's no like tubing. It's just tubing. A plain.
That's the line that goes around the waist and around where the legs touch.
Oh. No, nope.
Yeah, a little red line.
Trim.
Yeah, cute, right?
Yeah.
On John.
Piping.
Yeah, a 50s style, a bit low on the leg, just a little bit.
You know what? Bring it all.
All right,
and we'll have a fashion show.
All right. Do you know John's plaid? He has Scottish heritage, right?
I think he's mostly Irish.
Oh, right.
And whatever.
Right.
Yes. Whatever you got. Plaid would be great.
You can order a Speedo in your plaid. In
oh
your
my
Scottish
God,
plaid.
That's wonderful.
I know. It takes a couple days, but it's totally worth it. Yeah. It's great. Mm. Yeah. Let him know.
So the Ivy this evening, have you played at the Ivy before?
I have once before.
How come you didn't know where it was then?
I do. You guys got it wrong. Your admin got it wrong. I'm not blaming anybody, but your admin got it wrong. It's all right. Whatever. You know, we don't know where we are half the time.
Maddie did it.
Yeah, blame me.
Yeah, Maddie did it. Yeah.
Gotta get blamed for this segment no matter what.
It's in Albany and I can't wait. Last time I played it, Edson was there.
He's mad about the man boobs.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying, Maddie, it gives you a confidence, something to work toward when you achieve getting rid of them. The thing is, I'm going to a gym and I'm happy to drive you down there, you know, to push you in. And are you in a chair?
What's that?
Oh, no, he's not. He's totally walking around.
You are, Blanche. You are in a chair. Oh, you're not in a chair.
Two titanium hips, and they are he was up walking the day he got it done.
It's a bit like hanging out with Joan Crawford near the end. Every time I was walking behind him in the hallway, every step he took, I could see it sounded like a Coca-Cola can being crushed. But you know what? Whatever. you look correct. No, you look great. And apparently bone is heavier than titanium, so you weigh less too, even with those lady breasts you have. It's fantastic. Look, I'm going to put you in a bikini and take you to the gym. You're going to be very popular. But no, seriously, I go to the gym now because, you know, bone density, at our age, right? Right, Maddie? I'm worth you on this, right?
I'm the youngest person in this room.
It's weird, that is. Anyway, so...
he's actually the only person in that room, technically.
This is when I think pronouns make sense, because he could do with a bit of eyeshadow and some lipstick, don't you think? His he-she side? A little bit. A little tiny makeover. Anyway.
Remember Maddie used to always say he was metrosexual?
I know.
Like that was kind of his thing. He would like get the hair done and get his nails done and stuff.
Well, yeah. he still does all that, right?
I don't know. Do you still get your nails done?
Not as much as, I do my toenails and stuff.
Well, you do your own pedicure?
No.
Where do you go? Organic?
No.
Oh.
Organic?
Yeah, of course.
Who's got an organic toe guy?
I do. Who said it's a guy? Pronouns! Are you kidding?
I just don't understand what could be organic about some hardened enamel.
No, they use all the organic stuff. I don't want those infections and things. I'll take you to that person too. And we'll have your toes done properly. Great. And then we'll do some push-ups and some snatch. I love the snatch.
What are you talking about?
I do the snatch.
It's an exercise.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a deep squat. It's called the snatch.
You'll
Why
love
would
it.
They call it that?
It's like, is that the first time you ever heard of the snatch? You've never heard of the snatch before.
Yes, this is my first time hearing about the snatch.
Right. Vinny, you heard of the snatch, right?
Oh, yes, many times.
And Maddie, what's your familiarity with the snatch?
Are you familiar with the snatch?
All right.
Yes.
It's been a while since you've seen the snatch.
Why am I not aware? I feel like of all of us, I should know about the snatch.
It's a very deep squat. You really work your groin. So, Maddie, has it been a while since you've seen the snatch?
It's been a while, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at the snatch together.
Okay.
And we'll see how far we get with it, right?
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. I want to harden you up. I'm going to make you hard with my snatch.
Okay.
What? What? I'm going to.
Just don't. There's
I'm
no
going to
more
make him glisten.
No. Oh my God.
I'm going to make
oh
him.
Oh my God.
No, I am.
Please stop.
I'm going to make him sweaty with my snatch.
You're making me sweaty right now. I'm actually sweating.
He's going to look like a glazed donut. Okay, it's going to be great.
Here
everybody.
We go. We're going to talk about. Listen. I swear to God, I'm like racking my brain.
This
like,
is as masculine as I get.
Yes, it is.
This is. Was I showing off too much? Is that what it was?
Super masculine.
Oh, that's true. Super fun.
Okay, yeah. So what? When your husband goes to Brazil and you are set free in the world?
Yeah, thank God.
Do
thank
you? Sorry. You just stay home, read a book, and have a cup of tea with your Adderall, or is it?
I go to a couple clubs and hang out with the guys and stuff. Yeah, hey guys.
So you immediately get on sexclub.com.
That's the best website ever. No, I don't. No one's interested in any of that anymore, by the way. No one's interested. I am completely invisible.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you have Tinder on your phone?
No. I thought Tinder was for straight people.
Grindr.
Yeah, do you have Grindr on your phone?
No.
You have Grindr on your phone.
You can check if you want. I've
got to check. I want to check right now. I'm going to check it.
I got to do my face recognition here. No, I don't do any of it. I went for a drink with two friends on Friday. I went to their house and then we had dinner. It was really early, so we went for a drink afterward near their house in Forest Hill.
He does have it.
Where?
It's right here. It's literally right here on his phone.
What is it?
The Grindr. He has
it. So funny. I've never been on it. Oh, that's got the little cloud with the arrow.
But that means you've already
years ago. Okay. It's been around for like 25 years. No, you asked now.
No.
Well, obviously, with the cloud and the arrow pointing down, it means I don't have it.
But you do have it. You have had it.
In
it
the past, I'm sure you've had it in the past or whatever.
Would you like to check my phone?
But yes, you didn't say, have you ever been on Grindr? Because I would have said, yes, of course, but not now, obviously. Mm. But no, I mean, no, we went for a drink. I'm just going to finish. And we went and I'm like, oh God, a gay bar. I haven't been in a bar. So I don't drink at all. But we went and we're all like yoga people. I mean, this is not going to be fun. And we went in and I thought I might see people I know. I might run into old friends. I didn't see anyone I knew.
Right.
Everyone was, I think, in their 20s. And we just.
Oh, it's like a fresh batch.
I don't even know which one it was, the name of it. They've all changed in the Castro. And we walked through. I had, you know, pomegranate juice with sparkling water. And we talked for about a half hour and left. I walked home. I took the bus home, actually. Oh. It was all right. It was fun. The music was good. The videos were fun. But it's hard to say this for me. We talked about this before. Completely invisible in that. But in a way, it's a relief, actually.
You went out with three bros.
Two. There were three of us.
Two bros. Right. Cool. So there you guys are. The three of you.
Yeah.
Three amigos.
Young, they're a couple and me. Yeah.
Single. Well, no, single-ish.
But they're open,
too. You're trying to crumple up?
No. I've known them for years. But yeah.
And you didn't hammer some drinks? What's or with
some,
you?
I hammer some drinks.
Drinks?
Course, that's where Vinny's fantasy mind goes,
Yeah. That's where it goes. Yeah, I know.
You're picturing hammering something else, and he's all like, get in, hammer some drinks!
You know, Edson never wants to go out when we never go out socially, really, to bars and stuff, and I thought, well, this is my one chance.
All your friends are mad at him for, you know, being so.
Not really. I mean, a lot of my friends are like you. They want, if they have a drink, it's at home. They're not going to go to a bar. We go to people's homes and stuff, not yours. We're thrown out of yours,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
We show up, and you're like, why are you here?
Right.
But, well, we hear this jacuzzi. Not for you. Yeah, but anyway, so we went to a
private jacuzzi.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the thing is, are you going to heighten your fence? Because people can see in.
It's a concern. We're actually trying to figure out some ways of making
it
so that people
the
can't
way it should
peep
be.
Us.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't want to say.
Are you going to wear a bag over your head? Is it
no,
that look again?
Nope.
No. You have that on your phone? Your bag over your head.
Do to the fence.
All right.
Not putting bag over our head. Our faces won't be in the.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really matter what you do.
Yeah.
These days. Did you happen to see that Trump sucking Elon Musk's toes.
But obviously, the feet are going the wrong. Yeah, they're twisted feet. So it's really
whatever.
Funny.
To me, I was like, that.
No,
is,
the toes aren't.
They can do that.
The big toes aren't hitting each other. The both toes are going the wrong way on the one foot. Which is funny, actually.
Look. I didn't even pick it
all
up.
All I know is I feel like no one is safe. You can't believe anything you see.
No.
So even if all my nudes were released into the wild, I'd just be able to go, that's AI.
Yeah. Depending on how they looked.
Right.
If they look good.
Like
then
the
you're
top
like,
half looks great.
No, that
great.
Was me, right? Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah.
But that lower stuff, that's the.
Yeah, that's my butt. That's
please.
My butt. Oh my that's God. My that's yeah. my butt. That's it.
None of that's
my Kardashian butt. Yeah, well, I, you know.
What's wrong with your lower half?
I don't know. The AI really screwed it up, though.
Did they really? What'd they do?
Oh, yeah. Just,
oh, God. They put
they
in some.
Took some old lady's ass and
like
put it on there.
A bucket of golf balls back there.
Right.
But that's not your fault, right?
It's AI.
It's not the flan. It's not the ice cream.
AI.
It's not the cold pizza in the morning.
Who's eating flan?
Cold pizza.
I'm not eating any flan.
Mayonnaise. Cold pizza dipped in mayonnaise. I'd never seen anyone do that till I was at Sarah's house. Wow.
What are you talking about?
So trashy. Cold pizza, a big slice. I love this. And you dipped it in a big jar of mayonnaise and shoveled it in.
Ew.
I think you have me confused.
I was shocked instead. I thought you were high, but you
first
weren't.
First of all, I would never do that.
And I hadn't slept
because
the Adderall.
Secondly, I would never do that in front of you.
It was really, it was too much.
You were like having a fever dream.
Even my husband who eats, who thinks everything is a mayonnaise, you know, scooper, even he was like, oh my God, that poor thing. She's been dead. Everything is a mayonnaise scooper in my husband. Brazilian. They love that.
You know what? Like, apparently AI is taking over here too.
It was shocking.
Even just the images we're putting into your head.
You know what? I think the jacuzzi is good for you because I don't think you get naked often enough, actually.
That's so.
Yeah. I think once you see it, once you look down, once you see what's going on, right? You might think, well, you know, there's,
I do hang sheets over all my mirrors because I'm like, oh, no one wants to see that.
I mean, I think you're beautiful. I do. And maybe, you know, maybe.
Only if I did more exercises.
Well, like, for you, I want you to live longer. That's all. Because I want this glamour and glory of the death ride coming in and then being yelled at because I wear a Speedo and I was on Grindr 27 years ago. That's what I look forward to before 9 a.m. I haven't even had my full movement yet. Jesus.
Oh.
I get yelled at.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up.
Is that it?
You know what, Scott? This was yet another incredibly fun, very dangerous line-crossing appearance. You're at the Ivy Room in Albany
yes,
tonight.
Yes, I'm running the door as well as appearing.
Are
that's
you?
That's how many tickets we sold.
Edson
no, Edson's away, so I've got to go check everybody
all
in.
Right, check everybody
right.
in.
So yeah, that'll
thank
be fun.
Being here.
I know, face to face.
We're not giving you, and you've got to work your own door.
I know.
What's this world coming to? Thank you, Scott.
Oh,
Scott
by the way, I'll be at the Hot Monk in Novato as well on March 5th.
Next week?
No, is that a midweek? March 5th?
Hold on.
No, let me look it up. It's the weekend of that.
I think it's like Thursday.
That is Wednesday.
No, it's March 7th. March 7th is Friday.
March 7th is Friday.
It's that weekend at the Hot Monk in Novato. But I'll be back before then, right?
So not this Friday.
I will not.
Next Friday.
Yes. March 7th at the Hot Monk.
Goodbye, Scott Caporo.
For God's sake.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. You get a daily entry and you'll be entered to win a cruise for four on the Disney Destiny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank works to build healthier communities. Their work with organizations like Tri-Valley Haven helped fund a new domestic violence shelter in Livermore.
Nice.
Go to trivalleyhaven.org and fremontbank.com to learn more. Fremont Bank, everyone. All right. Still super thick fog outside here in San Francisco. Should be some morning clouds burning off later wherever you are and highs in the
did it get pretty rainy at your house yesterday?
No.
Oh, totally rained at my house.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was raining when I got up this morning. Funny.
Really?
Well, raining at my house, like sort of still dripping and everything was wet. Mm. But then on the way in, it was just the fog. It was crazy.
Just wet down there.
Down there, yeah. Yeah.
Thought it was always sunny in Marin.
Yeah, it normally, but once in a great while. Mm. And you get one of those rainy days. I think it's Millbrae is the garden spot.
Yeah.
Paradise.
Well, in Alameda.
Yes.
Alameda is the best.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Circle of perfect weather all the time.
Mm.
You and I don't want to say who else might live there. I'm not
we
sure
know
if
some
I'm
people
allowed
who live there,
to.
Right.
And I sure don't want to catch a hatchet in the back of the head while I'm broadcasting.
That's a good idea.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
By the way, I'm completely distracted by your lower half is your bad half. I would have guessed that was the good half.
Oh, I was just making an AI joke about how, you know, like whatever I liked, I would be like, oh, that part's definitely me.
Oh, I see.
But this other part down there, God, what's that?
And if I was betting on halves, I'd bet on the lower half.
Oh, so no, the top half is good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I know. I'm just saying. If you
it's better. This is better than that.
You got it. What?
Yes.
No.
This is great. That's...
Now I'm paranoid about my top half. I'm going to
start doing more. He's giving you some
I haven't been able to go to the gym in a couple months with the hip and everything, but I don't care. Hip be damned. I'm headed there today.
No, you're not headed there today. You're going to do your prescribed PT.
I got PT today.
Stop with that.
Gosh.
You've got to heal. You just had a hip replaced.
Every time Scott comes in.
I know. We all feel bad about ourselves afterward.
Well, and it's just.
It feels like the longest 20 minutes on earth.
He really did have, he was on fire, but he was also just, I thought, wow, he won't breathe.
He's on Adderall.
He took, well.
I believe it.
510 says, Scott sounds like my daughter without her meds.
Oh.
And by the way, Scott, congratulations. You, and people loved it, but people, you also walked some people, so good job.
Oh.
He
does enjoy that.
He prides himself on
enough of that.
Making people leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh? And he lost him a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many hours have you wasted playing games on your phone?
So many hours. Hours. Days. Weeks. Months. Years.
A British woman's Candy Crush addiction just won her a payout in court.
Oh. Whoa. What?
She got hooked on the game years ago and couldn't stop playing it. And then it turned into something of a gateway drug, and she started playing virtual slot machines, too.
Oh.
A court ruled, though, that it wasn't her fault and blamed her doctor for it.
Oh, that is, that seems unlikely.
A few weeks before she started on Candy Crush, she saw a doctor and complained about restless leg syndrome.
Oh.
They put her on a medication called Ropinirol. It can help people with restless leg syndrome, but also mimics the effects of the feel-good hormone dopamine.
Ah.
So one of the side effects is it can make you feel more impulsive.
Oh.
Her doctor didn't warn her about that, even though they put her on twice the normal dose.
Oh.
So the court ruled her meds were the reason she got hooked on Candy Crush and awarded her $215,000 in damages.
Wow.
What say you?
I don't really know what to make of that. I don't know.
I don't like blaming other people for the mistakes you make. I think that's wrong. But I also
put you on a drug.
I know, and that's where I'm going there. So what I'm saying is we now live in a world where if you want Instagram, you download it and then it says agree to all these things if you see all your friends are on Instagram, so you go, well, everyone's on there. What could be wrong? I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Agree. We no longer read anything we sign because there's too many hoops to jump through for everything.
So you just agree to get it? Well, then I agree.
We've been trained to go, I agree, I agree, I agree. Hurry up. Scroll, 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 scroll. My new Apple update. Am I going to read that? Of course not. I agree. Let's take it.
So long.
It's become the norm to not read anything we sign.
Mm.
And so I say that as you do need a doctor. And I'm not trying to blame the doctor, but I do think it's on a doctor to say, I know you're not going to read all of the possible side effects of this because you just want relief. And I'm your doctor, and you'll take anything to get rid of it. But I need you to know what this could cause you. Like, it's got to happen because we won't read that stuff. We just will not. We'll agree to anything to get relief from whatever our problem is.
Mm.
Won't we?
Mm.
Won't you?
Mm. I would try it, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about the reading thing. I feel like I agree with you.
She didn't read the possible side effects of this stuff. No way.
And him as her doctor should have said something. Yeah, I don't know. If you're prescribed something that makes you go down a rabbit hole, But there's plenty of people who weren't on that drug who got addicted to Candy Crush or did online gambling or whatever.
I don't know what you could possibly spend on Candy Crush. I've played it. I've never spent a penny on it. I still, to this day, I love killing those green pigs. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. But I'll only play for 5 minutes a day. And that's, there's one daily challenge mm-hmm. on that. What is that called? Angry Birds 2. It's a daily challenge. I play it once. I finish it. I'm done with my game. The end.
I made a conscious decision to never try Candy Crush.
Oh, because you know, I know it's gotten how I people. Am. Well, you were gnarly on Bejeweled Blitz for a little while.
That, and there was this like weird solitaire game I was playing too that I just would lose an hour easy on something like that. And then I was paying money for it. And I just broke off of that. And then Candy Crush, remember our traffic chick, Jamie, she was on Candy Crush.
She was on it.
But she had a whole thing where she was able to play without spending any money by waiting a certain amount of time. She could play for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you have to put it down and it will tell you you can spend. If you want to continue, it'll cost you. And if you don't, you have to wait.
So I just knew. I was just like, there's no way I can.
It's funny how these things get people, because I can't take one sip of alcohol. Not one. I know for me, I've tested it enough times that for me, that's a 2 or 3 day
try
run.
Try it again.
One sip, 2 or 3 day run. Oh, I'll just come to and be like, oh my God, how many? I need a calendar. How stupid it is. But I don't feel the same way about gambling at all. And I don't feel the same way about video games, even a little bit.
Right.
But there you are. You can't pull off games, but you can drink and doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it does. You have to write letters the next day.
I do. I have to apologize.
But you don't find yourself losing 4 days.
Yeah. I also, I still show up for work.
Right.
usually. I don't know what happens with that. So you're saying the jury said yes.
Gave her $215,000. Because the doctor did not let her know this medicine could possibly cause you to be addicted to gambling.
Okay, let's say he had said that. This could causes dopamine rushes you may be looking for, may cause you to be more impulsive. And then she still goes down that, would that have been like, oh no, I noticed that I'm feeling impulsive about Candy Crush and now this, like, I don't know how that would even have helped her. She still would take the drug because she wants to get rid of the Jimmy legs.
Right, but you would have to at least be able to say you were told and you should recognize, and if you can't, then that's something you are going to need help with.
Right.
And maybe we change your medicine or your dose, but that is something that
it sounded like he didn't know that much about it. He gave her twice the normal dose and didn't say anything about what the possible side effects were. And yikes. That's horrible. Did she lose a bunch of money doing it?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Online slot machines? Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. Thankfully. But I'm going to guess yes.
I'm going to not look into that. The last day. Oh, that
was
fun.
You should try those. See how that goes for you.
Honey, I lost the house.
A hot new TikTok challenge, I wouldn't know, I'm not on there, is social media, there's every dumb thing in the world out there.
Yep.
Every single dumb, take some cinnamon and see if you don't
choke yourself with it.
Right. The Tide Pod, what was that? Like,
let's eat soap, everyone.
Right. The hot new TikTok challenge. Do not do this, by the way. You know how you've got to tell people? I'm telling you now, do not do this.
It's like, don't iron your clothes while you're wearing them.
Right. The new TikTok challenge is to drop heavier and heavier things on your foot to see how much it hurts.
Oh, my God.
So if you search up dropping things on your foot, you'll find the drop challenge and videos of people dropping things on their feet without shoes on.
So this is on purpose. They're standing there like, I can take it.
They writhe around in pain and then rate the pain on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, my God.
One guy went viral after he did multiple rounds of it. He dropped a hammer, a space heater, a sound bar.
Oh, God. What's a sound bar?
One of those things under your TV.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, is it okay? That seems like a weird thing. It seems like too long.
It seems like it would ruin your sound bar, but right. Okay. The worst one, he dropped a cordless drill on his foot. People have done bigger things too, like vacuums and televisions. You guys, you're going to break. Your feet have tiny little bones in them.
Yeah, you could actually F your feet up beyond all recognition. You could really do your older self a disservice.
But then you'll go viral.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. No, go keep going, guys. Keep going.
So dumb. So stupid.
So important to go viral.
You know, my daughter, my oldest daughter, her and her friends, they were, you know, goofing on each other. And this was at dinner last night when she told this, oh, my hip replacement. She made a joke, a hip replacement joke. And I went,
what?
That is not funny. My friend at work just got a hip replacement.
The second one.
And then she laughed like, oh, so funny. I'm like, I'm telling you, one day you're going to be old too. It's coming for all of us, and you need to understand it comes. And then I told her the story. This was me and my best friend, Jason Sisko. We were like 11-year-olds, just the same age as my daughter.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure I've told you this before. And Dan Doyle, his dad, is there. And Doyle's
smoking
the guy.
Grits.
He smoked grits, and he had a big, one of those big walrus mustaches.
Oh, sweet.
And he liked to watch
him.
Baseball all day, and he had a full wavy head of hair. And this guy that he's just always around because he didn't want to go do anything.
Right.
And so Doyle's there, and I said something like, man, I hope I die when I'm 65 so I don't have to be some old grizzled, limpy, you know, gross thing. Mm. And Doyle goes, son, I want you to remember this day because someday, if you're lucky, you're going to be in your 50s or 60s and you're going to remember this dumb thing you said about wanting to die when you're 65 and you're going
to
say
to
yourself, what a stupid ass I was. And I was like, oh, Doyle, don't be ridiculous.
I'm never going to be older than 20.
I'm 55 and I'm looking at that 65 going, yeah, I want all those years and more.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
And so, Isla, you're going to be old one day too. Trust me. And if you have to get a hip replaced, you're going to be like, I really shouldn't have made fun of Maddie.
What was the joke that she, how does she even know about hip replacements?
I have no idea, but it was her and her friend Malia were joking about hip replacements. She said something like, ow, my hip replacement. She had one.
I see. Oh, like a twingy. I see.
Ow, my hip replacement. Well, don't joke about that.
Yeah.
That's
coming for you, kids. You joke about it. You know what? Let her have her jokes. Let her enjoy it. Enjoy it now while she thinks it's never going to happen to her.
If it wasn't right there between the eyes, I'm like,
I'm the guy in my 20s, though, that was just drinking and partying and going, I already know I'm dying before 60.
Oh, boy.
I don't care.
Sure.
They say about getting old, like, if you want to know what it is to get old, put a bunch of rocks in your shoes and just walk around.
Or drop stuff on your foot until you can't walk.
Until you can't walk anymore.
Stupid dummies.
Dumb kids.
Don't drop stuff on your feet. It's not smart. And it's not a way to go viral. Like, I went viral for being dumb and breaking my foot.
Yeah.
In 15 places.
Maybe we should find, like, the light. Like, I'm going to drop this feather on my foot and go viral. Or this cotton ball. Or Q-tip. Be cute. I'll stab myself with a Q-tip.
A woman in Virginia.
East Virginia or West Virginia?
My bad. We were gone for a minute and I forgot all about. Dateline, East Virginia.
East Virginia.
A woman in East Virginia.
Yeah.
Bought a scratcher ticket and was ticked off when the cashier gave her the wrong type of lottery ticket. What are you, from East Virginia? You loser. Cashier person, wrong lottery. She hit for $2 million.
Ooh, on the wrong. So she kept it.
She kept the wrong lottery ticket, walked out into the parking lot, scratched it off, and hit for $2 million.
Oh. So she went back in and gave the guy $1 million.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. He did make a mistake that gave her $2 million.
You don't give half of it away.
Okay, how much did she give him?
I don't know, 10K?
Did she?
No. I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to give.
You're saying that's what you would give.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a little, you know, a little taste. A little morsel.
I'll give you one millionth. Here's $2.
A little bump.
Mm.
But I'm not giving you half. There goes my retirement after the Uncle Sam comes through
and
here.
And takes half.
Yeah.
Here's all the rest of it's yours.
A 51-year-old guy in Hawaii named Gordon Cordiero got out of prison on Friday after spending 30 years behind bars for a crime he didn't commit.
Oh, my God. What did they say he did?
He was convicted of killing a guy in 1994 over a drug deal gone bad.
Oh.
He always maintained his innocence, and the DNA evidence finally cleared him.
Wow.
One of the first things he did was go for a nice steak dinner, which was a little different than the prison food he'd been eating.
Was he in prison in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said the craziest thing he's experienced so far. So this is a guy who's been away for 30 years, out of society.
Yeah.
The craziest things he's experienced so far is everybody's looking at their hand.
Oh.
All the time, everywhere I go.
He didn't, nobody visited, or whatever? Or?
Well, I mean, maybe he knew about cell phones, but he didn't realize it's taken over society in a way that you will truly see. If you're parked, and I see this every day, if you pull up to a stoplight and you stop at the, and you're waiting, people crossing the street can't cross without something to read.
Yeah, we can't do anything without also doing this other thing anymore.
Bro, you're in the middle of the street.
So show him Hamster X? And now he's also looking at his hand all the time? Is that... Or do they, or he did he find out about real dolls?
I never saw cell phone zombies because smartphones weren't a thing yet in 94. We didn't even have flip phones. So he said, all I had was a beeper.
Oh. Well, he was a drug guy, right?
He told a reporter the first thing, he got his first cell phone as soon as he got out on Friday. He says, but I'm not obsessed with it.
Yeah.
He mainly thinks it's weird how messages are always flooding in. This thing keeps beeping.
Does he get, if you get put in jail for 30 years, doesn't the state owe you some money? Like if you have to put him, you know, falsely accused and falsely in prison, does he get like, you know, even a few dollars a day would be.
I don't know.
A nice chunk of change to get his life started.
I don't know. I mean, did they falsely convict him on purpose or did the evidence? I mean, was he there at the scene of the crime and did he? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. It seems like they should owe you some money, though. If you got put away falsely.
I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Jail. Because what are you going to do? How do you get out of your? How do you get out of jail after 30 years and be like, yeah, all right, well, I'm on with my life.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. I mean, what kind of life if you were I don't know what drug dealer life is.
Maybe they get out of it. Maybe they all eventually get out of it and go, wow, that was a dumb kid thing to do. Well, off to my business job now. Off to my sales job or whatever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
All right.
650 says, Scott is the absolute best.
Oh. Next one?
No. That guy was awful and rude.
No.
707 says, wowza, a hatchet to the head, Vin. You never know. Sometimes it's the quiet people that will get you the most.
Well, they're thinking about ways they can get you. They'll get you.
Why are people so stupid? We're doomed, says 925. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I think there are plenty of people out there who say, oh, listen, let Darwin do his thing and let these people take themselves out. I don't think that. I think kids, seriously, stop being dumb. I know you see it in this little world on your hand and you think, TikTok stardom is just a bowling ball away for me.
Oh, God.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? What is this? You drop a bowling ball on your foot and you think that's going to make you something?
Start with a machete, kid. Come on. Let's get right down to business.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.